Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads nation in Swachhta Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining Mega Cleanliness Drive. Chief Minister Nipurio says, Wildlife Week is an opportunity for us to reflect on our responsibilities towards our planet and all its inhabitants. Gross GST revenue collected in September amounts to 1,62,712 crore rupees, and International Day of Older Persons being celebrated today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the nation in Swachhta Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining a mega cleanliness drive. Modi joined the campaign with fitness influencer Ankit Bayanpuria and cleaned the garbage and waste and interacted with him, where Ankit stressed on the need for fitness. In a social media post, the Prime Minister shared a video of his interaction with him during cleanliness activities. As part of the Ek Tarikh Ek Ghanta Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdaan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachhta Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take out time for a mega cleanliness drive today. Citizens from all walks of life took part in cleaning activities at public places including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations and places of worship across the country. In the national capital, BJP President JP Nadda, union ministers and other leaders participated in Swachhta Abhiyan. Over 6,40,000 sites were adopted for Shramdaan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. A large number of resident welfare associations also came forward to volunteer for Shramdaan in nearly 1 lakh residential areas. Chief Minister Nipurio has said Nagaland is endowed with a rich wildlife and biodiversity. However, without realizing their true value, we have destroyed large part of this natural wealth. In his message on National Wildlife Week being observed all across the country in the first week of October every year, Rio said, thankfully, there has been an increasing realization and awakening amongst the Nagas about the importance of wildlife and the need to protect and conserve them. He said some of the noteworthy initiatives include establishment of community reserves, banning of hunting within their respective jurisdiction by village authorities, successful awareness and motivational drives undertaken by NGOs and activists on wildlife conservation. Rio also mentioned about the success story in protecting the migratory Amur falcons, which is well known to the whole world now. Rio said, Wildlife Week is an opportunity for us to reflect on our responsibilities towards our planet and all its inhabitants, including ourselves and the future generations. He said, it is the duty of everyone to do whatever we can to support wildlife conservation initiatives to reduce our own carbon footprints that will help in reducing global warming and climate change. During this National Wildlife Week, Chief Minister Rio urged all to pledge to work towards a future where all creatures can live and thrive together in harmonious coexistence. The gross GST revenue collected in the month of September is 1,62,712 crore rupees. Out of this, CGST is 29,818 crore rupees, SGST is 37,657 crore rupees, IGST is 83,623 crores, and CESS is 11,613 crores. The revenues for September are 10% higher than the GST revenues in the same month last year. During the month, the revenues from domestic transactions are 14% higher than the revenues from these sources during the same month last year. It is for the fourth time that the gross GST collection has crossed 1.60 lakh crore mark in 2023-24. International Day of Older Persons is being celebrated today. It is observed on October 1 every year that recognizes the invaluable contributions of senior citizens while shedding light on unique challenges they face. This day, established by the United Nations General Assembly, serves as an opportunity to honor and celebrate the elderly, acknowledge their vital role in society, and address the issues that impact their well-being. The day was first observed in 1991. The observance serves as a reminder of the need for policies and actions that support the well-being, dignity and rights of older persons and promote a more inclusive and age-friendly world. You're listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Department of Social Welfare Longleng celebrated International Day of Older Persons today under the theme Resilience of Older Persons in a Changing World at VDB Hall Longleng. Deputy Commissioner Longleng Dharamraj said this day is celebrated to look into the welfare of the older people and to see that they are all availing and receiving the benefits from various schemes. He said senior citizens carry the rich history and people never leave them beyond nor forget them. In a keynote address, T. Shanyu said this day is observed in order to celebrate the life of the older persons and the contribution they made to the society. He also encouraged the older persons to bridge the gap of intergeneration differences. On the occasion, the department also gave away the Senior Citizen Award to P. Papin and B. Angupom. Army Training Command RTRAC is celebrating its 33rd Raising Day today. General Officer Commanding in Chief RTRAC, Lieutenant General SS Mahal, has extended his heartfelt felicitations to all ranks, civilians and families of the command on the occasion. He said the training in RTRAC encompasses 8 various types of training, including Agniveer training to pre-commission training to technical training. He said the command has learned a series of lessons from the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, and they are now being incorporated in the training module. On the issue of Nari Sashaktikaryan on women empowerment, the Lieutenant General said that a series of steps are being taken to empower women and added that girls are now being admitted to the prestigious RIMC and NDA. Adjunct Secretary and Ex-Officer Director, Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Nagaland, Kohima, Kovi Mayase has informed that many unauthorized have been habitually parking their vehicles within office compound and also entering the premises of Directorate of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Government ITI, Kohima compound after office hours, leading to loss and damage of office properties as well as indulging in anti-social activities. In this regard, it has issued a notification dated 29th May to streamline entry as well as parking of vehicles within the office compound. Therefore, entry of persons after office hours and parking of vehicles within the office premises will be regulated and defaulters will be reported to the appropriate authorities for necessary action. India Meteorological Department has predicted light or moderate fairly widespread to widespread rainfall or thunderstorm and lightning with isolated heavy rainfall very likely over Nagaland on 1st, 3rd and 4th October. Meanwhile, Kohima today recorded a maximum temperature of 25.6 degrees Celsius with 13.6 as the minimum temperature. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining Mega Cleanliness Drive. Chief Minister Nipurio says Wildlife Week is an opportunity for us to reflect on our responsibilities towards our planet and all its inhabitants. Gross GST revenue collected in September amounts to 1,62,712 crore rupees, and International Day of Older Persons being celebrated today. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.